Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu ma yubahu min al-ghiba, the chapter on the lawful instances of backbiting. Under which circumstances backbiting is permissible? Islam is such a beautiful religion, such a beautiful deen, that it creates a total balance. That on one side it makes the honor, the respect, the reverence of a fellow Muslim something very, very important. It holds it in very high regard. That this should not be trampled upon unnecessarily, it should not be damaged. The respect of a person means a lot. And on the other hand, you get a person who may be oppressed. What does he do? He needs to rectify, he needs to remedy the situation. What does Shariat allow for him? That he is in an oppressed position. What should he do? He is in a difficult situation. So here under this chapter we will find that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought six different occasions when a person is allowed to make something that we know is normally ghibat, but allowed, this ghibat, this backbiting is allowed in this circumstances. So it won't be classified as we know it as backbiting, but what would normally be classified as backbiting, in this term now, in this situation, it will be permissible. So we learn one usul in Shariat, that al-daruratu tubihu al-mahdurat, that sometimes out of necessity, those things that were impermissible become permissible. That they were impermissible, it becomes permissible. For example, person eating swine is not permissible. But it reaches such a point when there's no other food available. And this person's life now is in danger. If he doesn't eat, he's going to die. Now it becomes permissible for him to even participate or partake of that swine. But on the other hand, there's another principle that needs to be applied. That al-dharuratu tataqaddaru biqadri dharura. That when a person now is partaking or participating, or this person now has to go to that thing that was normally haram, he's only allowed to go to the extent that is necessary, not beyond that. He can't exceed what is necessary. For example, now a person has got no other meals, no other food available except that pork. So now he doesn't say that I can have so much of pork, let me have a feast, let me have a whole big leg and let me roast it and let me enjoy it, because now Shariat has allowed me to eat this. No, he doesn't. What is necessary, that amount he eats, and beyond that he doesn't eat. And then too, when he is taking of it, he doesn't try to get any enjoyment, any lazat out of it. I'm doing it out of necessity, and that's where it stops. So similarly with ghibat also, there are certain instances here. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, he brings six instances, inshallah, today we'll do three of them. That in these three instances, it will be permissible for a person to reveal the identity of the next person, some wrong that the next person has done. But here, as we see, it will be for a specific reason, and not that a person can take any personal pleasure and enjoyment out of it, and not that he goes beyond what is necessary. If it is necessary for him to mention so much, for example, one sentence or two sentences about the next person, he doesn't go now further and start mentioning the whole history of that person unnecessarily. That is not permissible. So to the extent that it's necessary, a person can mention it, and at the same time, it should be only in a situation where it is necessary. اعلم أن الغيبة تباح لغرض صحيح شرعي لا يمكن الوصول إليه إلا بها وهو ستة أسباب الأول التظلم فيجوز المظلوم أن يتظلم إلى السلطان والقاضي وغيرهما ممن له ولاية أو قدرة على إنصافه في ظالمة فيقول ظلمني فلان بكذا. The first situation is that backbiting is valid for a shari'i objective. It is permissible if there is no other alternative for achieving that objective, as we mentioned before. If there is no other alternative, now the person has to go. For example, in a pork instance, there was no other food available. Person's life is in danger. So now the person is allowed to eat. Because there is no, if there was any other halal available, it would have not been permissible for that person to go to haram. So here, if there is no other means of getting that objective fulfilled, then a person is allowed to expose the next person's identity. So there are six such objectives. The first is to rectify an injustice. It is permissible for the person who was treated unjustly to complain to the ruler, judge, or others who have the authority or ability to mete out justice to the person who acted unjustly. He may say, so and so person has wronged me. So here somebody has got some authority, whether it's the police, whether it's the courts, or some other authority that is there in place. Person is allowed to go now and take some relief from these authorities that are there in place. So this is the first situation where there is some authority, some place, some type of arrangement that is there in that city, in that country, in that place, this person now can go and he can complain there, so that some authority over that person that is causing the zulm may be taken, and now this person now will rectify the situation. The next is number two, الثاني الاستعانة على تغيير المنكر ورد العاصي إلى الصواب فيقول لمن يرجو قدرته على إزالته المنكر فلان يعمل كذا فازجره عنه ونحو ذلك ويكون مقصوده التوصل إلى إزالة المنكر فإن لم يقصد ذلك كان حراما. The next is seeking help to change a wrong and return the wrongdoer to the right path. He may therefore say to the one whom he hopes has the power to remove the wrong, so and so is committing such and such an action. Reprimand him about it. His objective should be to utilize a means to remove the wrong. It is not his objective. If this is not his objective, then it is haram. Here, for example, a person goes and tells the father of the child that your child is joining wrong company, or your child might be involved in drugs, your child is doing this, or he goes and tells the principal of the school about the teachers, or he tells the teachers about the pupils. But somebody who can change the situation, he goes to that particular person and he tells him that such and such a person is doing such and such a thing. Now it will be permissible. Why? Because he intends good. But here Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explains, if he has any other intention, it's not permissible. He's not just using it as an excuse now to get somebody in trouble. That's not his niyat. His niyat is genuinely to try and bring about a change in some wrong that is taking place. So this can be expanded to many, many different examples. Sometimes it may be to the employer, it may be to the manager of a person, it can even be to the imam of the masjid. It can be different situations. It just depends, the landlord, that this is what your tenant is doing. But the niyat must be that it must be to change some wrong. If that is the niyat, then it is something that is good. If that's not the niyat, then this is something that is very despicable. الثالث الاستفتاء فيقول للمفتي ظلمني أبي أو أخي أو زوجي أو فلان بكذا فهل له ذلك وما طريقي في الخلاص منه وتحصيل حقي ودفع الظلم ونحو ذلك فهذا جائز للحاجة ولكن الأحوط والأفضل أن يقول ما تقول في رجل أو شخص أو زوج كان من أمره كذا فإنه يحصل به الغرض من غير تعيين ومع ذلك فالتعيين جائز كما ستذكره في حديث هند إن شاء الله تعالى. The next is where a person is asking a question, he's asking a fatwa, he's requesting a fatwa, a verdict. So he says to the mufti, the alim that he's asking, and he tells him, and he asks him, he says, my father, my brother, my spouse, so and so has wronged me by doing such and such a thing. So now genuinely he's going to find out the maskar. He said, this is what happened to me. My father has harmed me, my wife has harmed me, my brother has harmed me. It may be an estate matter. Now to put the facts forward, it may be necessary to explain what has happened. So the person that is being asked also understands what is happening. So he's explaining, he's taking the person's name, he's explaining exactly who did some wrong to him. How can I save myself, claim my right, and remove the justice? So now this is his niyat, that he wants to claim his right, he wants to remove the justice. So then, it is permissible for a person due to necessity. However, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is explaining, what will be the better thing to do? What will be? One is a person is allowed to say, my brother, my husband, my wife, such and such a person did something. But what is a better thing to do? He explains, so he says, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah explains, what is a better approach and a more cautionary approach? He asks the person, that alim or the mufti that he's asking, what do you say about a man or a person or a spouse who did such and such a thing? What do you say about a person who did such and such? In other words, you're making it like a third party, you're asking about a third party. What do you say about such and such a person who did such and such a thing? In this way, he will be able to achieve his objective without identifying any person. Nonetheless, it is permissible to reveal the identity of the person as proven from the hadith we will quote regarding him. Radiallahu anhu, if Allah Ta'ala wills, inshallah, we'll continue with the next six, or the next three, to finish off the six situations where a person is allowed to make so-called what would normally be ghibat, but in this instance it won't be ghibat because it is done for a better and a higher objective. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of bringing deen. We see how beautiful this deen is, so balanced and so moderate in its approach, in its style, in its way, that although certain things are made haram, that if there is necessity, also deen accommodates us. It's not gone to any extreme. The beauty of our deen is it is there for what is necessary and good for a person, and what is harmful for a person, what is harmful for society, it is completely removed. It is just that we need to bring these beautiful qualities into our lives. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.